Welcome to Leeds. I guess it's not quite Perpignan just yet, is it, in terms of the weather and the temperature?
It's a couple of degrees lower, I think. I'm really excited to be here. I mean, obviously, it seems like it's been forever since I obviously decided to join Leeds Rhinos. So, no, I'm just glad to get here and get amongst it again.
What's the break been like? And I guess just counting down the days and waiting for it to start now.
I'm the worst person to have days off when I hate training on my own. I absolutely hate being in the gym on my own. I like being around the team environment. So, I've got two little boys and they've kept me on my toes. So, no, like I said, I've been chomping at the bit to get back to get in and meet everybody and get to work. Really, I mean, we've only got 5-6 weeks before we play our first game with the Boxing Day Clash. So, I mean, we're kind of hitting the ground running. Obviously, we've not got everybody in at the moment, but it's good actually to be in with the younger players and to be working with them because there's some great talent. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I guess it feels like a bit of an obvious question given how they won the grand final, but why Leeds? Why was this the right club?
For selfish reasons, it was perfect for me because it's the kind of rugby I want to be that fits my game. The way I like to play and the way things that suit my game, this was the perfect draw for me as it's. And when I spoke, I had very lengthy conversations with Brian and about what my role would be and what the team's role would need for me. So I was excited and I was chomping it a bit really.
The two years you did have in Perpignan, I guess a great life experience as well as a great rugby experience for you.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, it's a fantastic part of the world. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's unbelievable. It's such a beautiful part of the world and it actually helped my game a little bit because obviously when I was at Warrington there was a lot of big players and a role and I was a young lad in that side, so it helped me go out of my comfort zone a little bit and learn how to control the team a little bit more. And I've played with some great players again. And it's like you say, it gets you out of your comfort zone, it gets you out of your own environment and makes you grow up quick.
It's obviously big shoes to fill, isn't
it? It sure is. I mean, it's one of those. I think whenever you come to a big club, there's always that's the way it is. You have to play well. Obviously, with the two, with Rob and Dan retiring and moving on at the end of the year, it was always going to be a big thing. But like, I know I'm pretty clear what my role is to come into this side, and you've got to see from the infrastructure and obviously the young lads who are in this that are out here training today. You can see the talent that the talent pool they've got to select from is outstanding, really. And I think that's what excited me the most. I think because come to a team like Leeds that you know that you're always going to have the development, you're always going to keep coming through, and to play with great players, it always brings your game on. So in some sense it's always added pressure, it makes your job harder but it also makes your job easier.
Was it nice to have a familiar face in Brad Dwyer on day one as well?
It was obviously Brad was at me with Warrington with me, so no, I think it'll be good for his game as well to come here. I think he'll suit and he'll add to the already good squad that they've got.
I mentioned it to Brad, look, there's some big names left the club, but in a way I guess it's a chance for you to stamp your authority on the place, isn't it, and make your mark?
I think it is in a way it is. I think what mine and Brad's job is to do is to come in and fit into the system that they've got going and to add our bits obviously and add our touch and the way we like to play on the game. But I think, like I say, it's already a very well-oiled machine that's working very well. It's just our job to guide it the right way and to add our little bits and still be successful.